The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Question, are you decisive? They did a poll asking people that question. Are you decisive?
Okay. Well, what were the results?
9% don't know.
That's it.
You see the robots that are coming out? Elon Musk?
No.
Coming out with these robots?
What do they do?
Everything. Okay. They are going to replace us with work, says Elon Musk. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
This is the end of human work. They will do everything for us.
Wow.
So we don't have to work anymore.
Okay.
Like, what kind of dystopian nightmare is that? Think about it. Work is good.
It is.
I don't know where we get the idea that work is bad, because it's literally in the Garden of Eden before the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're made to
do
things.
That's a great point, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Work itself is not a curse, but we have this in mind, like it's dehumanizing or something. Like, it's humanizing. In fact, we go a little bit crazy
mm-hmm.
if we don't have something to do.
Not a little bit, a lot.
Yeah.
So
the idea that we want to eliminate work, like, really? It actually sounds depressing. Oh, can you do the thing here?
Hang on a second. Okay. And now a masterclass on joke telling with your instructor, Brant Hanson.
Why do they call them lifts in the UK and elevators in the US?
I don't know.
Because we're raised differently. Okay, so.
Oh, we're raised differently. Okay.
So you double.
Yes, got it. Raised in
There's
the
a double
apparatus
meaning in
and
that.
Raised overall.
Yep.
In rearing and childhood.
I. As the joke masterclass instructor, recognize it's not hilarious,
yeah.
Okay?
Nope, it's
but,
not.
But see, the reason I bring this one to the table
yes.
is because it's something you can use every time you get in an elevator with whoever is around. Like, they're with you
yeah.
for at least a little bit. There's there's an opening. People are usually quiet.
Right.
There's an opening for a related joke. So,
so as an instructor, you're encouraging us to tell a bad joke multiple times.
You'll get at least over and over. You'll get nervous laughter, I think, from people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And as they scurry to try to get off the elevator.
They'll hustle off. They'll get off floors before they intended to. There's no doubt. We're just talking about work. Elon Musk as robots coming. He's like, this is the end of human work. We don't have to do anything. I'm like, we need to do stuff.
Yeah.
Work is not a bad thing. This guy, by the way, this guy in Indiana just won the lottery, $15 million, and his job, one of his jobs is he mows lawns
mm-hmm.
to make 20 or 30 bucks a lawn.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
Which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
Because he realizes, like, I
got to have something to occupy my mind.
Got to do something.
Yeah.
And honestly, a lot of us, truth be told, we enjoy mowing lawns.
Mm-hmm.
It smells good.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of noise. Nobody can talk to you. What? Can't hear you. Sorry, I got my lawnmower going. It's awesome. So this awesome quote. I don't totally understand it, but I think it's awesome.
Okay.
Henri Noun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. But he said, pay attention to the people God puts in your path if you want to discern what God is up to in your life.
Hmm.
Huh.
Okay. Why did you think it was awesome?
There's something to that. I don't mm-hmm. totally know what he means there, but it makes sense to be faithful with the people that are in our orbit.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about that a lot too. Just like whoever's coming across your path today, instead of thinking like big picture 30 years from now, mm-hmm. what am I going to accomplish? Like, no.
Well, maybe that's what it means, is that this is the big picture.
Yeah, maybe this is what God is doing in your life.
Yes.
Like right now, like this is pay attention to those people and then go from there. So you probably already know this, but in job interviews, you're more likely to get the job, apparently, if you're considered attractive.
Okay, I have heard that.
Gives you a little boost. But mm-hmm. what I was reading was that you can overcome that, if that's not your thing,
mm-hmm.
by posing like Superman.
Brant.
I'm not kidding. No, I saw this.
With your hands on your hips.
With the hands on the hips.
Mm-hmm.
Chest up and out. And then, and you're standing straight up. They actually said that, like, because you're radiating confidence.
That's ridiculous. If you're just standing, like, there should be some kind of cape flowing in the wind behind you.
Yeah, they didn't mention anything about the cape or whatever, but I'm not kidding when I tell you this. So mm-hmm. I was reading that article right for the show.
Right.
I was like, well, that's interesting. And so I tried to strike that pose, and I pulled a muscle in my neck immediately. Like, this is ironic. Okay, if you're a parent, I wanted to mention this to you because maybe it'll be encouraging, because it can be really frustrating. And maybe it's not just parenthood, but in life, you get interrupted a lot. I mean, you think you've got your thing you're trying to do, mm-hmm. and you get interrupted. And I was just mentioning Henri Noun, but one thing he had said was, I always complained about my work being interrupted until I realized the interruptions are my work.
Oh.
And that's really true. And again, I just want to, especially I'm just picturing people with little kids or mm-hmm. like I'm trying to get this stuff done and then wait, I keep getting yeah, those interruptions, they're important. This is for you. I do this because people like it a lot. A household hacks. Mm-hmm. I give life hacks for around the house.
Been yeah. doing the things
Remember the one
that
I did for the universal
them?
Remote last week?
Yeah, that was awful.
I got a good response.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
From whom?
I don't remember everybody's names.
There's so many.
Mr. Memorize everybody's
okay.
names.
Got it.
So today's tip for the household to hack, mm-hmm. magazines. Where do we put them?
Do people even get magazines anymore?
Scattered everywhere. But instead of spending on a fancy, expensive magazine rack, use an empty cereal box.
What?
Just cut the top off the box, and you can slide the magazines in there vertically. Into the cereal box.
What?
They fit right in there.
They do? Have you tried it?
Mm-hmm. And then you just have cereal boxes around with magazines in them.
But you can't tell what the magazine is whenever it's all shoved in it. I can't even believe I'm discussing this. This is such a ridiculous thing.
Yeah,
I'm
you shouldn't be.
Engaging.
This is my feature. It's my feature.
Sorry.
Yeah, a simple household hack. Just put them in cereal boxes and scatter those around your living room. True fact, you tend to like people more if they have the same initials that you do, even the first initial.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that I've ever considered it. That must be subconscious.
It's true. No, it transcends cultures, too. Mm-hmm. They found that is true in every culture that we tend to like. And here's the thing I just learned that is even further. That mm-hmm. is we like products that that start with the same letter.
What?
We prefer them. It's true.
I know, Brent.
No, it's true. I'm not making this up.
Okay. Can you give me an example in your life?
Sherry drove a Suzuki for years.
Okay. Brent.
I have a Bentley. And it's a super nice car, and I enjoy it, but it's also...
But it's not because it's a Bentley, it's because
it's
because
I just like the B.
Sure.
Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. If you're interested at all, you need to get a mortgage or maybe refinance or something. They're very creative and they listen. Anyway, here's the phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Okay, this is a little weird. It's a little out of my idiom, but I did the math. I can save money because when we fly places, I always want salad at the airport.
Yes.
And join the Sky Club, the Delta Sky Club.
Okay.
So you pay an annual fee, and then savings kick in, I guess. But I always wondered what was behind that thing at the airport. It's like
Sky
Club.
Because it's a dark door. You can't really see what's going on in there. Well.
And I don't know exactly what I thought it was going to be. It was not that.
Really?
It's a lot more crowded in there. There's people just...
It's pretty much like the airport. This isn't that different from what I came from.
Yeah, it's like behind those doors, I thought it'd be like the spacious people with monocles and stuff, like Monopoly guys.
There were no monocles?
No monocles, just more people cramming in, sitting around. If this seems a little bit weird, please forgive me, but hey, if you've been listening to the show for a little
people
while...
People expect it.
You're already ready for this. Just think about what if we could put on glasses that would help us see like Jesus sees the world when you read about him in the Gospels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, it's kind of sci-fi, but like you could scan all over the place and a lot of stuff would just kind of fade away. Like opportunities to dominate.
Yeah.
Opportunities to climb something, be better than people.
Yeah.
Like achievements to unlock. Things just start to gray out. And then
you'd see people.
Yeah, the people would start glowing.
Yes.
I just have a hunch. Like the more we become like him, that's more how we would see stuff. So we're told to live a quiet life in scriptures in Thessalonians.
Mm-hmm.
And mind our own business, it says.
Yes, it does.
Some people might hear that and think quiet life, oh, boring. or I'm bored. Mm-mm. Like, no, it's kind of the opposite of that.
Yep.
It means I'm not, like, why would you get all up in somebody else's stuff if you're not bored?
That is the truth.
Why would you have to sound off on everything? Right. It's like,
if you're not bored in your own life.
That's a product of being somewhat bored, yes. But living a quiet life often is the exact opposite. Hello, wonderful podcast people.
Oh, that's nice.
This music is kind of middle of the road, isn't it?
It is. It's breezy.
It is. I don't like it.
All right, skip it.
Nope. How about this?
Okay.
No.
But what are we doing here?
I just wanted something fresh.
Okay.
Tired of all my music.
I thought that first one was kind of fresh.
it just sounds corporate. That sounds like... Like,
we'll try saying what you wanted to say. Oh, yeah.
Customer care is important. How we treat our customers.
Reflects
for the next
on
45
us.
Minutes, join us. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That's very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, so we're going to be in Vero Beach, Florida.
So fun.
September 17th.
That is right.
What is it, a Saturday night?
It's a Friday night.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... This is for our Misfits tour thing. Mm-hmm. We just were in Indiana. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
Met a lot of people.
Yes, we did.
Vero Beach is a great place to visit. So mm-hmm. I wanted to throw out the idea before the tickets are gone.
Uh-huh.
Like if you love the podcast, you feel like we're your people.
Yeah.
We would love to meet you if you want to come to Vero. Then yeah. It's kind of like a nice, you get a little vacay
yes,
maybe for a couple days.
It is a very nice place to do that. And also, we had a lot of people who did that to Indiana. So we met people from St. Louis
yeah.
and a lot of other places that came to hang out. So I have had some people in northern Florida asking about the Vero Beach
good
experience.
Yeah, so, I would think yeah. like if maybe you wanted to travel anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just throwing that out there because
mm-hmm.
we know not everybody lives down here. That's actually only like an hour from where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be really fun. Cannot wait. It's September 17th. And then the other dates when we're doing live will be in Coos Bay, Oregon.
Yes.
Also Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, that's exciting. They have a venue for that now. People were asking.
Yes. Riverside, San Bernardino area mm-hmm. in California and also Fresno. Fresno or Visalia?
Visalia, yes.
Visalia,
yes.
California. So those are coming up too if you want to go. If you go to my website, we have all the information there to mm-hmm. get tickets or whatever. So
yes.
It'll have links. The radio stations themselves are taking care of that, mm-hmm. like the different affiliates. So there'll be links there about how to get the tickets.
And we put it all in one central place. So if you go to brandhanson.com, you can click on the banner and it'll take you there. And tickets are going quickly, thank the Lord. So please make sure you get on that as soon as you can because we want to meet you.
I'm amped about it now because I felt like... It went really well this last weekend.
It did.
It was super fun.
It did. It was a lot of fun.
My comedy didn't die on stage. That was refreshing.
That's always encouraging.
Yeah, I come off pumped.
Like I can do that again. Well, it is such an exciting process for me is when you know, okay, I changed that or I took that out and that works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you take stuff out. I was like, well, that just died, so we'll never do that again. But over time, you hone it.
Yeah, and then you add stuff in. Like, you added some in one skit.
Yeah.
And it was like, that feeling of, that was exactly what he should have added there.
Right. Take out some stuff. It's like, that didn't really help.
Yeah.
So put in other stuff. Yeah, like, that was good.
Yeah, so it's all a process. And at the end, we do stay around and meet people. So
yes,
we'd love to meet
it.
You.
And it's like a laboratory of humans.
Yeah, it is.
So if you'd like to be our subjects, then...
Come on in.
Join us. You know, it's a trendy thing that we got to avoid big time because it's awful. And that is, anybody who disagrees with me, I impute the worst possible motives to them. It can't just be like they have reluctance here or mm-hmm. disagreement with me there.
No, they're a monster.
No,
complete monster.
Horrific.
Yeah, a monster and a moron.
Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan, but not as smart. That's everybody who disagrees with me.
That is so true.
It's not good. It's not a charitable way to live.
Right.
I mean, there are some people that are rubbing their hands together with glee going, hey. A lot of people are doing the best they can, and they just genuinely disagree. They're coming from a different point of view.
Yes.
I'm not saying they're right or I'm right, but that habit of not considering others before myself is not healthy.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.